Hello again. Monday night at 9 on Manx Radio, and that means it must be time for Brass. I'm Ian Cottier, and I'll be keeping you company for the next hour, along with 11 or a dozen assorted tracks of the best of brass band listening. Starting with the first of tonight's, honouring those who experienced two world wars and all the other conflicts since. First, to the men and women of the Royal Navy and the Merchant Marine, grateful thanks and respect. Here is A Memory of the Russian Convoys from the pen of George Lloyd's HMS Trinidad.
Thank you.
HMS Trinidad, which was lost on the return leg of a convoy to Murmansk. The composer of that march, George Lloyd, was a member of her crew at the time. We few, we happy view, we band of brothers. Henry V before Agincourt. Nearly five centuries later, another few, this time the pilots of the Royal Air Force who defended Britain against the onslaughts of the Luftwaffe. Here is William Walton's Spitfire Fugue. The Spitfire Fugue by William Walton. Navy, Air Force, Now the ground forces, not least the incredibly brave men of the parachute regiments, represented in tonight's Time for Brass by A.E. Kelly's march, Arnhem. The band here is Brickhouse. Recognition of those who suffer the And finally, in this first part of tonight's programme, honouring the men and women who fought in the hope of a better world, and with a particular recognition of those who suffered the terror of the Blitz, and most especially those civilians in occupied countries and the evil of the Holocaust, here's the theme music of Schindler's List. Schindler's List. My son Finlaw lives in Auburn on the west coast of Scotland. Part of his role too is to try and keep people safe as deputy coxswain of the Auburn lifeboat, something of which I'm inexpressibly proud. Whenever I visit him, I make a little pilgrimage to the memorial which looks out over the loch, commemorating a 20-year-old lad from the town, Marine Gordon McPherson, who lost his life in the closing stages of the Falklands War. For him, and for all the men and women who have died trying to keep the rest of us safe, here is the Whitburn Band with Alone With My Thoughts.
Green Lord, fui
for Brass's annual recognition of those who strove and all too often died to maintain our safety. So far tonight we haven't had a solo, so now is the time. The band is Black Dyke, and the soloist is former Principal Cornet Matthew Baker. Here he is with a great old war horse of yesteryear, Edward Sutton's The Paragon.
Thank you.
Paragon, recorded in 1996, almost 30 years ago, by Black Dyke's Matthew Baker. While I was away taking a little break, two new albums arrived from World of Brass, one each from Black Dyke and Corey, which I'll be introducing in future programmes. Time is already pressing tonight, so there's just time for the opening movement of a work that's a long-time favourite of mine, Pageantry, by Herbert Howells. A vivid rendering of aspects of the age of chivalry. Here's Corey to play it. Opening movement of King's Herald by Herbert Howells' suite. That was from the suite Pageantry, which was the top section test piece in 1966 with GUS under Stanley Boddington taking the trophy home. So now we're off to the cinema. Two films, all so different. First, Dr. Zhivago, the first film that Linda and I watched when we got our first colour television. And then, to cater for the child that's hiding away in all of us, Andrew Duncan's Cartoon Classics.
Thank you.
I'm getting a bit reminiscent now, aren't I? But here's another, for it takes me back to a jolly night at the Gaiety Theatre in Douglas, and it's a timely reminder of just how good our local operatic societies are. Sister Act was the show, great stuff, and the key thing I remember is I Will Follow Him, which is arranged here for Black Dyke by the late, great Gough Richards.
Thank you. Thank you.